This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I got a question for you.
Yo, what it do? Boom.
Are you looking for one of the most exhilarating and effective forms of home fitness?
Bro, I think I found it.
Yeah, well, let me introduce you to Fight Camp, an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country or across the living room. One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what your fitness level is, what your age is, or what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. And you're going to have a great time. How do you think you'd rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard? Do you think you'd be in first place? You used to box,
not,
right, Conan?
I don't know if I'd be in first place. I'm not in that type of shape, but it's gotten me into great shape. It's getting me into great shape.
Yeah, so join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They even offer some great financing options and get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONAN.
Have you or Joe received yours yet?
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Have you, Joe?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah. I have it set up right down here in the basement.
Tell people your experience and I'll tell them mine.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it doesn't take up much space. It's on a stand, so it's not, you don't have to hang anything from your ceiling. And you can go on and use all the different lessons and stuff. Like for me, I never had any boxing training, you know, so I was like, let me do this the right way. So I go on there, I've taken the beginner classes and moved on. It keeps your scores, it keeps your progress, it tracks everything. And, you know, the trainers know what they're doing, and it's a lot of fun watching the different clips and competing. You compete against anyone you want. You compete against friends if they're on, people around the world, whatever. There's international leaderboards, and it's a great way to exercise. It's a lot of fun.
Right. The great thing about this thing is you can do it in your house, so you don't have to go to a gym, pay gym memberships, you know, change into gym clothes, park. You know, sometimes you want to get a late workout in and you can't because the gym is closed. You know, or wait for people to put their weights back or whatever. This thing right here conditions you. It tones your arms, your legs, your stomach, everything. And it gives you cardio at the same time. And you can put it in your house and you can work out whenever you want. And the great thing is it has different programs. So if you want to work out for 15 minutes, you only got 15 minutes of workout, you get a 15-minute workout. And if you got an hour, you can get an hour workout in. It's great. I love it, and I'm glad that I purchased it, and it's helping me get into shape. Check out FightCap.com. Boom. So let me kick this. This is K100 Talks. Usually Disco picks the subject. I picked the subject this week just to help him out. You don't have to always come up with it. And it was an easy subject for me, and Joe's really good, well-versed on this. We had done a show with JFK. How long ago would you say, Joe?
2 years.
On JFK. Don't with me.
Yeah, on JFK. I'm an Iran dude. On that show, Robert Perry, he came up with the idea
The late Robert Perry. But by the way, he passed recently, unexpectedly.
Right. So, Rest in peace, bro. He was a day oneer guy, and from San Diego, and Mexican. And on top of that, very chill. I think he was a professor. So very well learned. And he picked this show. He wanted to do it on JFK. So when you hear him, that's who it is. RMP, this is for you, Roberto. And I asked Joe to send me the show because I wanted to hear it back, because I wanted to get ready for this show. And you came off really good in that, Joe.
Thank you.
Let me kazoo myself for putting you over. So what show would you say that was, or how could they find that? Because if you like this talks, you have to go listen to the original show. It's way longer and more nuanced.
Yeah, originally it was a Patreon exclusive with Robert. But then last year around the – because Kennedy got shot on November 22nd. And as Mike Durbin will attest to, I'm big on anniversaries, putting out, oh, it's been 20 years since this, whatever.
Right.
So last year I said – since we're putting out these K100 talks, why don't we put this out as a bonus talks on the anniversary or whatever? So it's actually available under K100 talks, JFK assassination from November of 2021. But I can also repost that link too if people need it.
Yeah. So when you hear this, go check that out. Okay, Joe, read, just to start it off, read, you know, what we're going to talk about. And it's basically the release of the JFK records. We supposedly we should know everything by now, which we still don't.
All right. This is coming from USA Today. It says President Joe Biden on Thursday released a cache of once classified documents expected to shed light on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy nearly 60 years ago. This has been a commitment of the president, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, said President Biden. Yeah, JP. President Biden believes all information related to President Kennedy's assassination should be released to the greatest extent possible, consistent with national security. She said 97% of the Kennedy collection is available to the public following the release of over 12,000 documents last Thursday and 1,500 documents released a year ago today. An additional 515 have still been withheld by the archives in full and 2,545 partially withheld. For decades, conspiracy theories have swirled around Kennedy's untimely death. The forthcoming files could provide some clarity. And here's what's in the files. The focus of Thursday's document drop is the CIA's 80-volume personality file for Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who assassinated Kennedy, Politico reported. The file includes information the CIA gathered on Oswald before and after the attack. Information on Oswald's trip to Mexico City and a CIA veteran's apparent conflict of interest will also likely be released. It says here, among the files that are released, don't expect any major bombshells. White House officials reportedly indicated there's no conspiracy theories like a different gunman or the reveal of a broader conspiracy to kill Kennedy. None of that will be revealed on Thursday. According to researchers, the files reveal not much. One file included information about a crank call made to Australia's U.S. Navy attaché a year before Kennedy's death about an alleged plot against the president by the Soviet Union. Another file is titled Plot to Assassinate Castro. But experts weren't impressed. Jefferson Morley, a veteran journalist and author of three books on the CIA in the 60s, has called the release a sham. For some JFK historians, last year's drop was underwhelming, prompting criticism of the Biden administration. According to the law, Morley told USA Today, all JFK records were supposed to be made available within 25 years, no exception. But this law, the President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act of 1992, also allows for postponement at the direction of the president. In response to questions from USA Today, a spokesperson for the CIA said the agency has been working with the National Archives on releasing the files with a goal of ensuring maximum transparency. And here's what they said about the records.
Okay, let me cut you off. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
You see what's going on here, right? So Tucker Carlson had on a guy this past week, had on a guy that says he's seen the redacted redacted documents. There's 3% of the documents have been redacted. Okay, but it's a considerable number in the big picture of like the amount of pages that it is. He says those redacted documents that he's seen paint the picture that absolutely the CIA was involved in the assassination. Like you could use common sense here. Okay, they're saying that, you know, they release everything, but basically they don't release everything. They leave 3%. Everybody's wondering, well, why? Well, where's the 3%? And then you got somebody going on Tucker Carlson's show saying, "I've seen the 3%." And the 3% shows that the CIA was involved in his death. So it's like, okay, well, let's unclassify that other, the rest of, let's classify, unclassify all the documents, declassify all the documents. All right, because you got somebody saying like it's supposed to be the CIA, but like I wonder if it's like, because who was the CIA director when JFK was killed?
Helms, Richard Helms.
Richard, when the Bushes involved though? What were they?
Yeah, he was, George Bush was CIA director after that, not during the time.
After that, okay.
Yeah.
Right. But he's obviously a CIA deep state actor, like whatever you call it.
I'm gonna play a recording a little bit from the JFK show, because so you can hear my thoughts on it. But okay. I looked up the Tucker Carlson thing, and let me read this to you from this guy. It means that within the U.S. government, there are forces wholly beyond democratic control. These forces are more powerful than the elected officials that supposedly oversee them. These forces can affect election outcomes. They can even hide their complicity in the murder of an American president. In other words, they can do pretty much anything they want. They constitute a government within a government, mocking by their very existence the idea of the democracy. As cynical as we have become after 30 years of watching government officials ignore the voters who employ them, we were shocked to learn this. It's not acceptable. A December 1963 document described how CIA officials in Mexico City intercepted a telephone call Oswald made in October from that city to the Soviet embassy. They're using his own name and speaking broken Russian. Anyway, so one of the things that I've noticed is that, like right here, the guy's implicating the CIA. And I also think that they've thrown so many red herrings out. There could have been the Cubans, it could have been the mafia, could have been this guy, could have been the other guy. But it, to me, all fingers point to the CIA, and with some help from and tacit approval, tremendous word for a Latino, mm-hmm. by Lyndon Johnson and the military-industrial complex, because he was going to do away with the CIA, so that took all their power away. But, bro, the CIA did so much fucked up shit. I saw this special on him, and we'll talk about the CIA one day, but they've done so much fucked up shit and gotten away with it because they're the government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Conan,
what up?
I get it. You want to raise your testosterone, but do any of these boosters actually work?
To tell you the truth, Disco, I don't know. I only use Legacy Subs, and let me tell you this. This is empirical shit. I went to get my testosterone levels done before I was using Legacy Subs, and it was very low, and then afterwards it did increase, so it does work.
Yeah, TestX9 works. And don't just take Legacy Subs' word for it. They show you how, with links to independent studies on every single one of the 9 key ingredients. No bull, no bro science, just facts. TestX9 is an NSF-certified third-party lab tested made in the USA. Level up your strength, energy, libido, and drive now with TestX9 from Legacy Sports Nutrition. If you want to really level up, go for the ultimate test deck, adding T-Assist, a pro-grade estrogen inhibitor and test enhancer, and the best-selling sleep aid, Recovery PM, the show's favorite, and see why improving your sleep is the key to unlocking your mental and physical potential. Guys, did you know that the majority of testosterone release occurs while you sleep? That's why we put this stuff together and why it really works. Stop setting for average, go to legacysubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And if you subscribe to have it shipped every 30 days, you can still get the discount every single time. It's brought to you by 3-time world champion Nick Aldis and 10-time world champion Mickey James, who developed and used these products themselves. LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy, and the code is K100.
And let me tell you, we've been doing business with Nick for a while now. This is one of our most requested items. People always buy all his supplements because they work, or if not, he would have left our show a long time ago. We use them and they work, and it's not just this testosterone. They've got stuff for your memory, for your energy, for sleeping. Go check them out at Legacy Subs. Boom. Put the first clip I sent you, Joe. This is from the JFK show. Check this out.
Oswald was no angel, that's clear. But who was he?
I'm lost, boss. What are we saying?
We're saying that when Oswald went to Russia, he was not a real defector. That he was an intelligence agent on some kind of mission for our government and remained one till the day he died. That's what we're saying.
Therefore, because Oswald pulled the trigger, the intelligence community murdered their own commander-in-chief. Is that what you're saying?
I'll go you one better, Bill. Maybe Oswald didn't even pull the trigger. Nitrate tests indicate he hadn't even fired a rifle on November 22nd. And on top of that, they didn't bother to see if the rifle had been fired that day.
He had his palm print on the weapon.
Well, it went to the FBI, Bill. FBI didn't find a goddamn thing. It comes back a week later, and one guy in the Dallas Police Department suddenly finds a palm print. For all we know, it could have been taken off Oswald in the morgue. There's no chain of evidence.
I never could figure out why this guy orders a traceable weapon to this post office box when he can go into any store in Texas, give a phony name, and walk out with a rifle which can never be traced.
To frame him, obviously.
There's a lot of smoke there, but there's some fire.
We're talking about our government here.
No, we're talking about a crime, Bill, pure and simple. Y'all got to start thinking on a different level like the CIA does. Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white. Just maybe Oswald is exactly what he said he was, a patsy.
I think that's our cold open.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, so put the next clip.
Okay.
Okay, listen to this, Disco. See what you think.
Right. All that. Well, this is something funny that I was looking at right before I got on here. So this is a conversation between Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones. Okay, this is great what Jesse says here. He goes, well, here's one interesting thing that you got, Alex. Food for thought of common sense. Now, you've just had the murder of the president. Little while away, you have a murder of a police officer on the street. Remember that?
Okay.
Now, the only phone call made was that someone went into the movie theater and didn't buy a ticket. Now, if that happened in that sequence of order, the murder of the president, a half hour later, the murder of a police officer, and half hour later, somebody doesn't buy a ticket to go into a theater, how come nearly 20 cops and 8 or 9 squad cars arrived to arrest a guy who didn't buy a ticket to the theater?
You know, and they found him pretty quickly in the theater too. They knew exactly where he was sitting.
What a great question. And then Alex Jones says, because Alex is from Texas, right? He goes, well, normally, especially in 1963, they would just send in the theater manager to throw you out or demand you buy a ticket.
Right.
Right. You know. Yeah. And then Jesse says, well, not only that, but as a police dispatcher, you got the president murdered out there. You got a police officer shot dead on the street. You're going to dispatch 20 cops to a movie theater? Then Alex Jones goes, it was all staged. And then Jesse says, it was all staged. I believe that Oswald was supposed to die in the theater. And I think that's where the screw up came up. They were going to get him and kill him there for resisting arrest. And that way they do him in there. But something went afoul, I believe, and they had then to take him into custody. And then, of course, then they had to get Ruby to kill him. By the way, there's a phenomenal new book out on it, Alex. I don't know if you know about it. Have you heard of Judith Berry Baker? We'll get to her in a second.
I'm gonna be devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Because we're missing context, we're missing details. Okay. We have three instances. President gets shot, police officer gets shot,
and
some guy doesn't pay a ticket to a movie theater.
Yeah.
Now, the part about some guy doesn't pay a ticket to the movie theater, I'm wondering if there was a description of a possible person of interest.
There was.
That we're missing here. Okay. And there, so the guy that didn't, like, we hear a guy that basically broke into a movie theater. Does he, like, well, there's a manhunt going on. Like, there's got to be heightened alert, right? Because somebody, the president's been shot, cops been shot, the town's going crazy. We don't have Twitter. You just have the news, and you have, like, telephone communication. There's no pagers. There's no cell phones. It's just you're trying to communicate. And I just wonder if we hear, like, a person of interest, like, fits a description that's why they all dispatched to the movie theater.
Yeah, by then, okay? D.I., they had put out a description, you know, 5'7", 5'8", white dude, early 30s, brown hair, whatever. So they were looking.
The CIA could have done that.
They absolutely could have, because, bro, the communication is, I don't want to say it's hijacked, but it's controlled.
It was controlled back then, too.
But one of the real interesting things about the theater is, you know, if the idea was to go in there and kill Oswald, I don't know why they didn't do it, because in the theater, he pulled his gun on the cops and went to fire. And the only reason he didn't shoot a cop is because the cop got his hand in between the hammer and the gun. Yeah. Right. And then
great detail you threw in there, which is true.
And then he punched a cop, too. So if anything, he did give them cause. If they would have been like, hey, this guy tried to fire.
But he knew he'd been framed, bro. That's why he was definitely framed. There's no fucking way.
I don't understand why if he's involved in any way, not saying he's the shooter or he was the mastermind. If he's involved in some way and he's going to the movie theater to meet somebody for something, money to get out of town, whatever it is, why the fuck wouldn't he buy a ticket? He had the money in his pocket. He had the money in his pocket for a ticket. So something went weird there where he just skipped his way in for some reason. And that's what got him arrested.
Hey, so this guy sent me this. What the guy's name?
That was Michael Kupak.
So, want to thank Michael Kupak for Killing Kennedy. He heard that I had read Killing Patton by Bill O'Reilly, and it was excellent. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up buying Killing Lincoln, which I haven't started yet because I'm finishing Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata, and I'm going to start Lenin. Then after Lenin, I'm going to start this Killing Kennedy and Killing Lincoln. They're really good reads, Joe.
What's interesting about O'Reilly's book, I haven't read it, but I've seen the movie based off it. And I know that he's going to try to portray in that book that Oswald did it. So sometimes it's interesting to read that perspective, because every other book you read is about a conspiracy, right? So when someone tries to put forth that, hey, this is really what happened, it's more of an interesting read, because you're in your head, you're arguing with them the whole book, you know, like, oh, I don't know about that. But he's gonna try to push this single shooter theory at you.
He's a good writer, though.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
There's another one like that I said on the show, the last one, called Case Closed by Gerald Posner. And that's all about how the conspiracy theories are all bullshit and Oswald really did it. And here's why, here's how Jack Ruby wasn't really connected to the mob and all that stuff. He really pushed it there. And it actually is a convincing book, too. Like I said, probably because it's a different perspective.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
It's never too early to play holiday music. Deck the halls with Manscaped products. Fa la 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 la. It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use a Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you, Conan. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Now, Manscaped is our favorite product, and they've been one of our advertisers for years.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, this is the best thing, is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. And the Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus. Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph, the red nose. Dude, do you think that people calling me Rudolph when I was a kid because I had a big nose is body shaming?
No.
Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and One Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Joe, you should be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 is sitting under the tree and is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new body buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So basically, you get the shampoo, conditioner, everything. They give you everything you need. You don't need anything else, soap included. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. That's MANSEAPED.com and K100. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Without a doubt, and I've said this before, and I think Disco agrees with me, and I just ordered half a dozen. Probably the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn in my life. They're these black boxer briefs that are really sweet.
Yes.
So, bro, they take care of you, man. They really do take care of you. It's worth it. You know, order it. Stay clean. Be hygienic. Everything at manscaped.com. Happy holidays. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Here's the third clip that Conan wanted played.
Right here blows everything out of the water. It says, So what Jesse Ventura is contending, that he was supposedly a marksman in the service, okay, because it was a UDT SEAL. He says you had to be an expert marksman for one guy to pull off what Oswald did, okay? He goes, Oswald was a radar guy. He wasn't an infantry. And so they got this guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Robert. He's an expert shooter called Carlos Hathcock.
Yep.
What a tremendous name.
Yep.
Okay? So let me tell you about this guy. Have you heard of him, Joe?
I didn't know him by that name, but I knew they tried to recreate it with a lot of guys.
Okay, so listen to this for the people that are going to be listening to this show. He was a retired gunnery sergeant, okay? A former senior instructor of the U.S. Marine Corps Sniper Instruction School at Quantico, Virginia. So you knew you got to be badass to be leading that shit, all right? Okay, he has been described as the most famous American military sniper in history. In Vietnam, he was credited with 93 confirmed kills. Okay, the People's Army of North Vietnam had placed a bounty of $30,000 on Hathcock's life for killing so many of their men. Usually rewards put on U.S. snipers typically range from $8 to $2,000, but they had $30,000 on this guy. Okay, listen to this. You'll love this guy. One of Hathcock's most famous accomplishments was shooting an enemy sniper through the enemy's own rifle scope, hitting him in the eye and killing him. How fucking badass is that? Yeah. Okay, and then another thing, he had gotten this female Viet Cong platoon leader called the Apache Woman with a reputation for torturing U.S. Marines. He killed her, okay? And then one of the other things, during a volunteer mission days before the end of his first deployment, he crawled over 1,500 yards of field to shoot a North Vietnamese general, okay? Now, and I imagine that. Just crawling for 1,500 yards over, you know, and this took 4 days and three nights without sleep of constant inch by inch crawling until he killed this general. So this motherfucker is the badass of all the badasses. Are we like,
oh yeah,
are we in agreement?
Yeah,
right. Okay. This is what he said. He goes, let me tell you what we did at Quantico. Okay. So that's like, you know, the Marine base. We reconstructed the whole JFK, you know, shooting, the angle, the range, the moving target, the time limit, the obstacles, and everything. I don't know how many times we tried, but we couldn't duplicate it with what the Warren Commission said Oswald did.
Yeah, one rifle, yeah. Three or four shots.
This is the baddest sniper in history, Robert.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they said there were, what, three shots?
There you go.
Yeah. You with us, D.I.?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know when bro, this is something that I found out when I was reading up on JFK, the word conspiracy theory, what year do you think it came into usage in the first time in our lexicon?
Probably 1967. 1963
or 64. Yeah. Conspiracy theory, that term was invented for this. Yeah.
That's when people finally really opened up their eyes for the first time and thought, wow, our government's either lying to us or fucking us. And then Nixon exacerbated it. And then we are who we are
now. Vietnam. Yeah. Well, that was another thing about Kennedy, too. If you believe in the conspiracy theories and what some of the causes were, one, like you said, he was supposedly soft on communism and all that. And he was going to open relations with Russia. But another thing was he wanted to pull out of Vietnam, which would have cost the, you know, defense, national defense companies and all that military industrial complex. What, millions, billions? So there's a motive right there to get him out of the office.
Yeah, but I think after all the reading I've done and all the research and all the books, to me it was the CIA. And what they did is they beautifully, had plausible deniability, because they would say, well, Castro had a reason to do it. Russia had a reason to do it. The CIA had a reason to do it. You know, all these people, so you don't know where to look, but it was them all along.
They've been protecting.
The mafia was another one. Mm-hmm. They were protecting themselves. There is no one person. They were protecting themselves.
Yep. And
that's why you don't hear the whole truth, because they'd have to get rid of the CIA and start it again or some shit.
Yeah, I think the Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
And he took that shot and he hit it.
I mean, you know,
even though a sniper's saying,
and to me, the crazy,
here's the thing, but let me tell you something. This is very, you know, you can have, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you can have a somebody say, basically, you know, hey, we recreated this and something like that. I want to see the the actual attempt at recreation of that shot. If we're talking about conspiracy theories, I don't want to hear somebody tell me.
Right.
I want you to show me.
Okay. Well, this is not just anybody. This is like maybe our greatest sniper ever.
I think
he has some validity when he speaks.
That's okay. It's fine. I don't know the guy.
Okay.
So I would like to see this.
All right.
Like somebody, hey, can you show us your trials?
Remember this. Let me tell you something very important. When JFK first got shot, they only had a picture of like the front of his head going back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So everybody was thinking, all right, somebody shot him in the front of the head. So somebody hit him in the front.
How long did it take this Bruder film to come out?
Like 3 years, right?
Yeah, I think Time Life had it in like 67, but the first time the American public saw it was on a Geraldo show in the early 70s, though. That's the first time.
Here's another question. Why did that take so long?
Because it's like Conan said, the way it presented it was the American public was told he was shot in the back of the head, but in the film, obviously, you can see him get hit backwards like he was shot from the front. So it makes people question.
That's what I'm saying, but why was there no transparency for a period of 3 years?
Because the government can. They could hold on to it. You know, I guess they figured, or their excuse is probably threat to national security.
Why would they even have released that film then? If you're waiting 3 years, why release it after 3 years? There was only three recourses of media dissemination back then: radio, television, and telephone. You know, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have the internet, you didn't like so why was it? Why did it take so long for them to be transparent releasing the Zapruder film?
I'm assuming they wanted to keep it hidden, but then you had a bunch of freedom of the press requests and all that finally got it out there.
Do we know that? See, that's the thing. There's a lot of
we're
like,
find
like,
out when talking, Conan finds
there's a
out.
Lot of
and
there's
here's
a lot
here's
of,
the funny thing: the Warren Commission had the Zapruder film frames, so they could see. You know, that maybe they were trying to stop it somehow because the Warren Commission obviously lied.
Actually, it says the first time the film was ever shown in public was in Jim Garrison's trial for Clay Shaw, who he charged with being involved in the conspiracy. So 1969 was the first time it had been shown in public, but it was only shown to the people in the courtroom there.
Wow.
And it was first aired as part of the Los Angeles area television newscast on 1969.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why did they take it's different back then, obviously. I mean, were they just believing, like the media had controlled the whole narrative?
Right. And that's why I've said when we talk about the media on here, I think whether or not you believe the media, it doesn't really have the people's best interests at heart, which a lot of people do believe. I think it all started then. You know, that's the first time that they really maybe weren't reporting things that they should have been. Maybe they didn't dig deep enough. Maybe they were told to hold things back.
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, we're still in 2022 and still asking questions. Will we ever know the truth? I think we will. And I think at the end of the day, it'll be the CIA. Our fingers point to them with tacit approval from the military industrial complex, maybe the mafia, and definitely, bro, they tried to get the mafia to kill Castro.
Yeah.
And they took the Americans' money and it never killed them.
Right.
They tried to poison Castro using his ex-girlfriend, and she went and when he got there, he was like, they sent you to poison me, right? And she broke down into tears and he ended up smashing her while the Russians were down there waiting for him. Bro, they tried so many times. It's hilarious how much fucked up shit the CIA did and how much fucked up shit they bungled up.
Yeah, all around the world too.
Yeah. Anyways, so what do you think at the end of the day, Disco? What would be your hypotheses?
I'd like to see the other redacted documents.
No. But who do you think killed Kennedy? If you had to pick somebody or some institution,
the CIA.
CIA.
Yeah.
You, Joe.
Like, who would have? Who would have?
Right. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Like, is this a random psycho? This,
right.
I don't know. Just,
and remember,
you know,
he had just fired Alan Dulles, who was a CIA director. Like,
that. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
not only was Oswald just a random loser, basically, like you were saying, D.I., but you have to remember that he defected to Russia with no money. Somehow he made his way to Russia on a ship and a private flight. he came back from Russia, which the U.S. doesn't accept you back if you've defected. They accepted Oswald. You know, they gave him a job and all this stuff. And he just he was involved somewhere, somehow, whether they got him involved when he was a Marine or what. But at the end, yeah, I think Conan's right. CIA, military industrial complex had the motives. But I think Oswald was in the window. I think he was one of the shooters. And there's probably another guy on the grassy knoll. But we'll never know who that is.
All right. But we'll see. I want to see the redacted.
All right. So
those documents are redacted. So
send us your comments, anything to the mailbag at K100 mailbag. What is it?
K100questions@gmail.com.
Yeah. Keep the letters short so we can read a group of them. Thank you for your support. The show has been growing exponentially. Thank you, DI. Thank you, Joe. And until next week, this has been Keeping It 100 Talks. Boom.